Hey, what's up? This is Mario with Reagan 33 Podcast, and I'm on with Sunny today. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing really good. How about you, Dad?
I'm doing pretty good. Just chilling at home. I have 2 days off, and yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it is actually really good. I could get stuff together, and then the crazy part is yesterday when I was at home, I noticed that there was like this. It looked like a wet spot in the corner of like where I keep my gym stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, "What the heck?" So I go to school, I come back, and I know. And now it was like at the bottom of the wall in my living room, and there's a leak. Yeah.
That's not yep. Fun.
So they had to turn off my heating system, and yeah,
isn't it cold over there right now too?
It's really cold.
Oh, so I bet that's fun, huh?
Well, thank God I have, you know, the old school like electric heater.
Oh, okay. So you're not like suffering too bad over there.
Nah. I'm good. It is 14 degrees.
Oh, how beautiful. And over here, it's all nice and sunny, 65. I was wearing, like, a t-shirt. Like, ripped jeans with my Crocs. It was all nice. I had to turn on the AC a little bit. I was getting a little warm in my car.
Wow. That must be really nice. No, it's going to be like that till the end of February.
Oh, dang. It's going to be wild.
So we're almost done. You know how it is. It's like almost like Montana weather.
Yeah, true.
Except less snow. It doesn't snow as much.
Okay. Makes sense. I miss the snow.
Yeah. So, hey, let's get into our topic conversation is the Ukrainian and Russian War 2022-23. Pretty interesting. And, what did you find out about it?
Well, I feel like over here, like, there's not really much talk about it. Usually I get, like, all my information from, like, social media. And, like, whenever I which is really bad.
Which one? Is it, like, TikTok? Or what are they doing to dance about it?
Yeah, TikTok and Twitter and, like, sometimes Instagram. But, like, TikTok, they're, like different creators that like talk about what's going on like in the world and stuff like that, so they're kind of like a news thing and they kind of like break it down. But I don't really know much about it, so like I had to do, you know, some research, and you know, I asked my boyfriend about it because he knows about all that. So I feel like it's like not really a big deal over here from like what I like seen. Really, because like nobody really talks about it or anything. So how is it different like over there? Because you know, obviously you're kind of closer to the situation. You know, you're literally just a step away.
Well, we are. Kyrgyzstan used to be part of the USSR, so there's a huge Russian influence here, and the dominant language here is Russian. It's not even Kyrgyz.
Okay.
So what that looks like is a lot of Kyrgyz people, because they can't go to the United States without, excuse me, without it's 7 in the morning here. So without a visa, they cannot. It's so difficult for them to go to the United States. They want to go to the United States, but they can't go. Because of their nationality, their passport does not allow them to go. So a lot of them go to Russia and they go work over there, and then they send money back to their family, because here the average family lives off of about $300 US a month.
Okay. And then they get paid, like, more over there, right?
Yeah, they get paid way more over there. And basically, they're like the workforce. They're like the Mexican of, you know, of the United States.
Okay, that
to
makes more
Russia.
sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it has affected this country in so many ways. So, because of the sanctions, they can't even, banking stopped. So, they can't even send money back to Kyrgyzstan. So, sanctions really have affected our economy as well, because I mean, I think the last time they counted, it was like 60,000 Russian citizens came to Kyrgyzstan fleeing the war.
Wow, that's a lot.
And yeah, so when you go to a restaurant, it's so many Russians, when before it wasn't like that. And so it's affected, it has definitely affected, like you feel it because prices went up. It was like my friend was looking for a apartment, and now they're like at, I think it was like for a 2-bedroom, it was like 850, and I paid 350.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I'm like
so
850 over here is good, but oh.
yeah, so everything, all prices are being driven up. Food is being driven up. I just got my first heating bills since everything has been going on, and man, it's considerably higher than what it used to be.
Wow.
So it affects our economy, it affects the people. I mean, it in so many different ways, from food to expenses to daily living. And so it's alive and well here because we're being affected by it big time.
Okay. Do you, for school-wise, do you have to like talk about it? Like, is that part of like your subject, or are like other teachers have to talk about it, the war and stuff?
I don't really talk about it in my classes. I teach English, Russian, or Russian, English. I don't teach Russian. English, science, math, and conversational English. And so I don't really talk about it, but it's a good topic for my conversational English, especially because I teach 11th grade. That's the highest grade they go up to in high school. So yeah, thanks for the little note there. Something we'll have a conversation about, get them talking. But yeah, no, not really. It's something that we talk about as friends, like, because it affects us every day. So we talk about it, and actually it's a cool, good question, because it's one of, I've met a Russian guy. So he's Russian, but he was born here in Kyrgyzstan. And so he's going to be on actually the next podcast. We're going to record it on Thursday. And
Fun.
yeah, he's going to be on the next podcast, and we're going to talk about basically the contrast between Russia and United States. Yeah, so it's going to be a really good conversation. It's so, and you'll hear the different, we're talking, and he's just like, yeah, I think that, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't want to put words in his mouth, but basically, it's like America has too many options, and this is why we're, he even quoted your kids acting like they're cats, and they're putting it, a litter box at the school, and so that's the thought, where, we're so used to all these freedoms. He's like, when I was a kid, we only had like 2 to 3 TV stations, and he's probably a little bit younger than me.
Okay, please run
So
similar.
yeah, the mind frame. So we're gonna do like contrast between the United States and Russia and thought and all this kind of thing. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a really good, and
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think he'll be on continually. Just, he's actually becoming a, I believe he's gonna be a good friend. So
That's cool.
Yeah, well, he's like, you know, interested in Chicano culture, and I'm interested in Russian culture. All I know about Russia is like Rocky IV. When Rocky, I know about the Sputnik. I know about, of course, communism, but from
and the a machine. Different,
the machine, yeah, and a, from a different point of view. And then let's see, what else do I know? So yeah, it's very limited. So. Mm-hmm. Making a friend. His name's Pavel. I'll give a shout out to Pavel. I call him Pablo. He's all, you know, he's interested in Mexican culture. And,
yeah.
And so it'll make for a good friendship and a good show. So, yeah.
That'd be nice. That'd be cool to hear from him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an IT guy. Really nice dude. So yeah, it'll be a good show. What I did notice also about the war, I was looking at some of the statistics, is that it actually started back in February 24. So it's almost been a year, 2020. Uh-huh. And it's when, you know, Russia attacked major cities across Ukraine.
Yeah.
And at that time, in the West, officials claimed that the war could be the biggest in Europe since 1945. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's so crazy. And so, you know, the crisis for humanitarians, because thousands of Ukrainians fled, you know, and went to the West, neighboring, I believe it was Poland, and they had like the highest border crossings. I'm like, you probably should check that. You should look at south of the border in California, but at around 8.9 million.
Oh, as wow.
So yeah, it's just crazy, man. The war has really affected. And then the civilians killed during the war is 7,068.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I haven't, you know, I haven't met a Ukrainian yet, but I did meet missionaries that were, and we do have friends that were in Ukraine that were with Youth with a Mission.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And
they were over there got, like when it all started or what?
Yeah. They had been there for like years. And so they had to leave. They stood as long as they could for a humanitarian at the border. They were helping out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they're still there or not, but I know that they got out safely. That's but, it's, yeah, it's just been crazy, man. And I've also met other missionaries that came to the local church here, older couple, they're teachers. And so they had to leave as well. Because it was just crazy, like the war came straight to them. What about your friends? They don't, it's not a huge topic.
No, like not at all. Like, when I was asking Marcos about it, he was like, I can tell you all of this stuff. He's like, there's a lot that's going into it. Like, he knows a lot because, you know, him, he's all
his. Yeah.
About the news, military, and you know, he's in the military and all that stuff, so of course he's kind of like up to date with everything. So he was like trying to give me like the short, simple version. And he was
what did he say? Now I'm interested.
He was like basically, like to kind of like rephrase it or whatever, paraphrase it. He was like, basically, Putin was like, my presidency. You know, we're going to get back to, you know, Soviet Union, all this stuff. And then this is what I got from him. So that, and yeah. That's what he's basically trying to do, like bring it all back, like how it used to be. And then USA is like, hey, Ukraine, we're going to, you know, give you money, you know, help you guys out. Because, you know, this is going to benefit us.
Yeah. But so
kind of like what I got from him.
Yeah, so how is it benefiting the West? How is it benefiting the United States, did Marco say?
We didn't really get too much into it because he was like, because he can go on and on and on about it.
Okay.
First, he was like, breaking down, like, he was like, do you know why, like, they're doing this? And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, yeah, they want to, you know, take over, you know, land and stuff like that. And so at first he was like asking me questions to see how much I know. So then like, to kind of gauge like where I'm at. And I basically didn't really know anything. And but basically I feel like what I'm getting is that like we're just chilling over here. We're just kind of hanging out, just watching to see what happens. But like
supplying arms.
Yeah. We're basically like, here you go. Get it done.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you guys. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the vested interest in is from United States to Ukraine. I know that there is one.
Yeah.
You know, the mighty dollar does amazing things.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say amazing things, I mean, basically, it could be positive or negative,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they do have a vested interest. And that's why United States is doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is like here and when I went to Holland, Marcel was like, where's the CIA when we need them? And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, how come they haven't killed Putin yet? And I've heard this I've heard this numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just from the things that I do know about, I'm like, obviously, America has, the West has an interest there. And there's reasons why they're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've seen them move on, you know, other places.
Yeah.
You know, from the Desert War, you know. I mean, anyways. But I know that there's a vested interest, and this is why, you know, United States, and it's always been that way. Mm-hmm. This is why United States I think that, like, one of the craziest things is we're the most giving country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been like that for so long. And when I say that, I'm talking about aid. Like, people know that we're the most giving, but yet if you talk to people, they're like, oh, United States is basically like a bully. Yeah. You know, that's the way they look at us when you're not in the West, you know. And they're like, you stick your nose into so much business. And I'm like, hey, slow down there. If it wasn't for us, like, you guys would be speaking German. I said this to some of my French friends. So shut up. And then they're like, no, if it wasn't for Mother Russia. I'm like, really? You're going to go to Mother Russia? So, you know, I'm like, it was a collective war, you know, World War II. So, because they say that we came in at the very end, you know, and got the glory. And I'm like, if we came off the bench, you know, and we won the championship for the game, doesn't matter. So, we have these conversations, you know, and the cool thing is in the next couple of episodes, you'll hear from my friends that are, they're expats, so they're all from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to have conversation and talk about their country and our, you know, my country and what that looks like. And I'm not oblivious to the crazy stuff that the United States does.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You know, because one of my friends, we were talking about, she's like, I love capitalism. I understand socialism, but I can't understand capitalism, and it's not the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're freaking crazy. you know, being a capitalist is amazing, you know, and because, you know, the whole thing of it, hey, if you work hard and you – now, is the starting line in different places? Yeah. I believe so for capitalism, you know, because there's old money in the United States. There's people that are a little bit more ahead of the race, you know. And so when I tell people, I'm like, it's a different experience being a Chicano in America than it is being a Caucasian in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very but true. And I know some people didn't want to hear that, yeah, but it's truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. So when, you know, Issa was a certain age and he's starting to drive, and I'm like, hey, you got different rules to live by.
Mm-hmm.
When a cop pulls you over, you be ultimate respect. Don't give him any, you know, we have to have that talk with our kids.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So I'm well aware of it's a different experience. You know, is it perfect? Is America perfect? No. I mean, we can't even figure out what a woman is right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our president, oh my gosh, man.
Yeah, he calls what's her name? He calls her president. I saw like a clip on like, I think it was like TikTok or Twitter. The president calls the vice president or whatever, and it was like a clip of like all of like his little mistakes in one whole like speech that he was giving, and it was like a whole bunch of different things. Like, it was crazy. It was funny though.
I mean, it's definitely entertaining, but is this the guy that, I mean, out of all the great minds and mm-hmm. people, is this really, this is who we put in the front seat to drive?
Obviously, you know? You could tell his mind's withering away.
I feel bad for it. Have you seen the clips of him smelling kids' hair and touching them? I'm just
they're so funny. And
then recently he did the same thing to a little boy, and then he's like, I asked him if I could touch him. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I think I saw it on Twitter. Twitter has like everything. It's so funny.
I think I need to watch Twitter more. Do you watch Twitter?
Twitter, it's kind of like I would say maybe Facebook in the way. Like, people will, you know, like post like their thoughts or like like a picture, like a meme type stuff. It's kind of like you're just scrolling through. For me, newspaper. Like, I will scroll through, read stuff. Like,
there's
different categories too that you can look at. Like, besides For You page, there's like news and stuff like that, sports, like whatever, and that you can click through. So that's what I do. It has like this little category where you can see like all of the trending stuff right now. So that's where I get everything.
I need to mess with it more. I don't really mess with Twitter too much, but it's so crazy. It's so funny. So, like, that's what you guys have to offer, you know, out of all the great minds. You guys put this guy up there. And I'm like,
I say Shapiro, Ben Shapiro for president.
Right.
I love watching Ben Shapiro. He's so funny.
I like Ben Shapiro. I like Jordan Peterson. Did you hear what's happening with him?
Mm-mm, no.
Dude, they're trying to take his license from him.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to look it up. I'm telling you, man, for the Christian in America, it's not going to be good. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
And your thoughts and all those things they don't like, they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, you know, I was talking to your grandma. I was like, you guys need to get ready, man. It's the time is coming. If they could do this to Jordan Peterson and took away his livelihood.
Yeah.
Take away, you know, try to, because even if they take away his license, he still has, you know, a crazy voice and public voice. You should check him out. He's really good.
Okay.
Do you follow him?
I don't think so. I'd have to go look after him.
Yeah, so look at, I mean, Ben Shapiro or Jordan Peterson, you know, I really like both of those guys. But yeah, it's been really interesting. I think a lot of times, especially here, once people find out, they'll ask questions. How do you feel about USSR and Russia? A lot of people, they identify with USSR. They identify the older generation, like And I would say probably, and even people my age, they do because they remember. I remember like one person saying like we had the best ice cream.
That's what it comes down to.
We only had two flavors, but it was the best no chemical ice cream, you know, all natural because it was controlled. So at that time, some of the thought is like you guys have way too many options. That's what I get. That we have too many options, and because we have too many options, then we go to this craziness where, you know, and people have told me, like, you is it true that you could choose your own gender? I've heard that numerous times,
Yeah,
you
basically
know.
nowadays,
Yeah.
like they're even
And
allowing like children to do that.
that could be a whole other podcast. But yeah, they asked me things, you know, like, is it true? And I'm like, look, not everybody thinks that way, just like not everybody thinks, you know, a certain way in Russia. And the common, again, the common thing is we have too many choices, and because we have too many choices, then we go off on crazy tangents, and it's not good for us. And I'm like, oh, so we could go the other route where you only have a few choices, but the oligarchy, the people who are crazy rich, they couldn't even buy Levi's. Back in the day, the only people who had Levi's were the oligarchy, the people who were crazy rich. So it's like, I like what one person said. They're like, communism was like this big ship. And if you weren't going in the direction of that ship, you got taken out. It's that simple. If you had any thought, any words against it, you're getting taken out. And that's what's happened. And it's still happening in Russia now, where they're saying, Putin's saying, like, hey, the people who left, I'm gonna get their property and I'm gonna sell it because you left your country.
That's
You
crazy.
know? Yeah. And so I'm not saying one is better than the other. What I am saying is contrast. And when my friend comes on, we're going to talk about that contrast to be able to have a real conversation. When we stop having those conversations, that's when it's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this question. How, because I know your friend, even in belief systems and different ways, but how do you have those difficult conversations with your friends? And do you?
I would say yes, that we do sometimes. It's very rare. But it always kind of like ends weirdly.
Explain.
So we'll be talking about it, and most of us will be on the same page for certain things. We're all like, yeah, it makes sense. And then there's just the one person who's like, no. And then we're just like, and they're like, we'll kind of like go off about it and be like, blah 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 blah, this and that, and we'll just kind of go, okay, sound in the conversation. Sometimes it doesn't always goes like that. It's me. It's basically like, trying to see. Let me see here.
Give me an example. What's something that you guys talk about that could be a difficult conversation?
Abortion.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, we're talking about abortion. This was, I believe, like last semester or sometime ago. Time like super recent. But we were talking about it because we were talking about chapel and how, like, sometimes, like, in chapel, they kind of have to bring up, like, what's going on, like, either, like, on campus, like, what everybody's talking about, or, like, and stuff like that. So I think we, I can't remember what it was about, but this was, like, a while ago, so I can't really remember exactly what they brought up in chapel, but it was, you know, had to do with politics and stuff like that. So a bunch of people were, like, saying, like, you know, we shouldn't be talking about politics in our chapels, you know, we're there to, you know, worship God and all that stuff. Oh, I think it was about, Black Lives Matter. I think that's what we were talking about in chapel, that they brought that up. And, I, you know, my school, it's very mixture of, you know, little mixture of diversity, but mostly Asian and, you know, Caucasians. A very, you know, little splash of Hispanics here and there, and Blacks, but mainly Caucasian and Asians. And a lot of people were saying, like, you know, we shouldn't be talking about politics in chapel. And then we were like, after the chapel, or like, we heard people talking about it, we came back to our dorms and we were like talking about it. And then they're like, what if, and then we started talking about abortion. And, you know, so some of the girls, who were mostly girls, were talking about, you know, feminism and all that stuff. And one of the girls, she's also grew up Catholic. So that is also very different, because we're like a range of, like, you know, Christian, non-denominational, didn't grow up in church. So they don't, like, they don't talk about it a lot in their families, or either like themselves or with friends. And then, so it's very different. So the range really just depends. We're either be all on like the same page about things. We're like, yeah, you know, but our political beliefs, they're like, they're very like spread out. I would kind of say like, I'm kind of like in the middle. So like, I'm just like, you know, but I'm not like,
Democrat or Republican. Yeah. I thought you would be more to the right.
Yeah, I'd probably say
out of your friends.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, because they're more kind of liberals. They're like, them, you know. And I'm more of like, you know, but you know, there's kind of, you know, boundaries about it. Like, yeah, I'm gonna like respect you, but that doesn't mean you have to like put it on me, you know.
Yeah.
Like I'm still gonna respect you, but don't push your agenda like onto me. Like, I'm not gonna do that to you. So that's what we would talk about, and like, we're all like about the on the same page about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a very kind of uncomfortable conversation, especially, you know, being at a Christian school. So
yeah.
And especially like abortion, because that is like a really big thing, and then all of like the all of like the stuff about, you know, women's rights and that whole movement and everything. So it's a very big, very big topic that is widely talked about.
Yeah, I think conversations are good conversations. You should have them. Especially in the West, it's almost like you're getting to that point where you can't have a conversation because people can't handle it.
Yeah, no.
Like, they could handle, they could handle their agenda. But the minute that you talk about yours, then you're hate, or you're racist, or you're this, that, or the other. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And I really believe that's the importance of, that's why I like podcasting, is because you could be true, if you want to, you could be true to yourself as much as you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean that by, because it's my podcast, I have my views and what I think to be true, right? And what I believe. And I have friends that will come on and they don't agree. They don't maybe agree with the same God, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or abortion, or socialism, or communism, or democracy, you know, or capitalism. Yeah. Like, there's a wide range of friends and people that I hang out with, but that's why I like podcasting, and I was watching some videos yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, the Christian and how important it is to protect the good news. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Paul, you know, he talks about this with Timothy. He's like, hey, and he's writing from prison, and he's like, hey, you need to do this, man. And that's what my podcast is for. That's what I love. That's what I'm interested in. I'm trying to follow God's heart, you know? Mm-hmm. And do I have it all together? Absolutely not. Do I know everything? Absolutely not. Yeah. It's just a way to share real quick with people, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that freedom of speech. I mean, I know people that are like, hey, in what's going on in Russia, you speak against Putin, you speak against the government, they're coming for you and they're locking you up. Mm-hmm. And war, I mean, they're doing horrible things to those guys and girls.
Yeah.
It's really, really sad. It's crazy. And so I don't want that for me and for the West. You know, we should be able to respect each other and have dialogue.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's really interesting the time that we're in, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. And you want to know what's funny is that on social media, like, people will use it to, like, have debates and, like, talk about controversial topics. Because you know who goes on TikTok Live and talks about the Bible?
Who?
Our cousin Devin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he does it a lot. Like, I'll be scrolling on TikTok because I follow him on there. And I'll see him, like, on TikTok Live, like, debating with people, you know, talking about, like, about Jesus and the Bible and stuff like that. And I'll join it, and I'll, like, listen to what, you know, people are asking and saying, like, and it's really cool. Like, I love that Devin does that. I always, like, I see it pop up.
We definitely need more. We need more of that. And I'm so excited that Devin does that, and he does have a good following, and I know he doesn't do it for following. I know he's chasing after the heart of God, you know.
He does is he puts little like bullet points to, like, mm-hmm. what things he wants to, like, talk about, or he'll have, like, oh, do you have any questions? And he'll, like, let people join. And, like, he'll talk to them about it, and then, like, people will be in the comments, like, putting stuff, and so yeah, it's really cool.
That's sick. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, you know, just having those conversations. When I talk with my friends here about the war, you know, and mm-hmm. sometimes I feel like, here goes the big democracy bully again, because we do it in mm-hmm. the name of democracy. Like, no, we need to go over there for Ukraine and blah, blah. But we know that there's a vested interest that United States has there.
Yeah. There's, like, a little hidden motive.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I don't know enough about it. Do I follow? Do I watch? Yeah. Have I stopped praying for Ukraine? No. You know, and especially Russian people who are not for the war, and they're, mm-hmm. man, they're having a rough time.
Yeah.
It's not good, and it's really close. So from where I'm at, so I'm in Kyrgyzstan, then mm-hmm. there's the big country of Kazakhstan, and then from Kazakhstan, there's Russia.
Okay.
So to the south of us, though, borders China. So yeah, I'm in the middle of the mix, you know.
Yeah,
Afghanistan's not too far away, mm-hmm. you know. Like, is there's so many different cultures, so many different amazing things here that you could learn from, and you hear about, and just different people's perspectives, you know. And so I like to ask my friends about those kinds of things and those kinds of questions, you know, and we have really good talks. And so I'm excited to bring them on. Hey, about the war, what is your thought on it personally?
My
personal in what you know.
And what I know, well, it's hard because I don't really know much. Like, of course, that sucks for, you know, the whole situation. Obviously, it sucks. Like, millions of people were forced out of their homes and people were killed. Like, of course, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, jacked up. Like,
yeah.
And, yeah, my generation has just seen it all, huh? But it's kind of just like it at this point. It's like I'm already desensitized so much. I'm just kind of like, wow. Well,
yeah, really especially
nothing I can do.
Yeah, and that's the fun. That's why I laugh. Where you're like, it's
yeah.
Just mm-hmm. just the words that we use because we are so desensitized. It's just mm-hmm. like here goes something else. Just like with Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Like what we did in Afghanistan, man, that's horrible.
Yeah.
We just pulled out of there and left people behind. For it real, was
just said deuces.
Yeah.
Y'all good luck. We out of here.
Yeah. That was not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not a good thing. And so it's like now I'm like, okay, what does this look like? What's going to happen? What does this mean for the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make something – I want people to understand, like, especially Americans, when you have a U.S. passport,
citizen.
Just being a U.S. citizen opens so many doors throughout the world.
Yeah.
I don't think the American citizen realizes this. Like, mm-hmm. my passport, yeah, I could basically go anywhere.
Yeah.
My friend has a Moroccan passport. I have friends that have Russian, that have Kyrgyz. Dude, it is so difficult for them to go to the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so difficult, excuse me, for them to go other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at times I think it's out of ignorance, just not knowing.
Yeah.
You know, how good we have it.
Of course.
Like, you know, you don't realize until you talk to other people and you're like, oh, dang, I'm sorry. You know, I saw my friends like, hey, let's go over here. They're like, we can't. We got to get a visa to go there. And I'm like, sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
Yeah.
You're like, my bad.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. And so, you know, I want you and I want my family and friends and listeners, like, dude, if you're a U.S. citizen and you have a special privilege. I was talking to one of my friends and
mm-hmm.
he's from Pakistan, mm-hmm. a teacher, good dude. And so I asked him, I was like, okay, I'm back in the, you know, in the regular workforce. You know, teaching. I'm like, why would any let's say Turkey or any other country, why would they want me as a teacher? And then he's like, because of your citizenship. You're American. And I was just like sitting there like, man, that's so cool.
Thank you,
God, that I was born in America. Yeah, thank you. I was, you know, I have this privilege because mm-hmm. I'm American, because I have that passport. And then he's like, because you speak English and they call you a native English speaker, then they even want you that much more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was telling your grandma yesterday, I was like, hey, thank you for teaching me English before Spanish. Because mm-hmm. even though there's some Mexicanos that I'm not Mexican enough because I don't speak great Spanish, you know?
Yeah.
And people always, you know, they have bad words for us. You know, Mexicanos have bad words for us. Oh, you're a pocho, you know, you're a coconut, brown on the outside, white in the inside because you don't speak Spanish right.
Yeah.
They have all these negative connotations
for us. No sabo kid.
What?
You don't know that
Which
one?
one's that one? No.
No Sabo
This
Kids?
must be a new one.
Yeah, this I feel like this one's more like my generation. So basically,
So what did
like
they say?
you're a no Sabo kid. Like
No
you don't
Sabo.
no Sabo.
Oh,
Like
no Sabo. Okay.
no speak.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you right.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. So yeah, so because my English does not have an accent, then they want you more.
Ah, okay.
Like in this community of teachers, they'll be like, okay, we want native English, but we don't want these ones that so they don't like, like for instance, it's easier because I have an American English accent instead of like a South African English accent. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
So in the world that I'm in of teaching abroad, it's more, they want you more.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, and some people are like, that's not right, that's not fair. I'm like, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I didn't choose, for it to be more important or more valuable. That's
Yeah.
the culture. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And so I understand. Do I have empathy for the people that speak English that have that accent and they're not as wanted? Maybe I shouldn't say value. No, I'm sounding American. I don't
Yeah.
devalue people because of their accent. So,
Yeah.
anyways, but they what they you're more apt to get a job.
Yeah.
So when I find these things out, I'm just like blown away. I'm
Yeah.
like, man, Lord, thank you. Like for the very thing that people would tease me about, oh, you don't speak Spanish, right? Blah, 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 right? You're not
Yeah.
Mexican and that, blah, 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 all that stupid crap. The, somewhere else, they're like, hey, we want
Yeah.
you know?
They're like, you're
Yeah, I'm like,
perfect.
yeah, my friends are like, number one, you got the passport. And then number two, the minute they hear you talk, they will sign you up.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a contract. And I was like, no, nah, I
Shoot.
believe it. Yeah.
Maybe I should go teach abroad.
Dude, I'm telling you, my friends are like, like, hey, you should talk to your daughter. Like, she could live in, look it. You could live in, let's see, like, it's on the border of Greece and Turkey.
Ooh.
They will give you, starting off, I think they give you like 3.5 G's. Okay. Okay.
Okay,
Three and a half
not bad.
G's. And they pay for your accommodation, also rent. And then they also fly you home one time a year.
That sounds nice.
So now cost of living, the lira is the dollar there. Okay, so since the war went up, since the war happened there in Turkey, the price of Starbucks went up. They said 200%.
Oh, shoot.
Now guess how much a latte is.
Let's say $4.
How about $1.50?
Okay.
Yeah,
Wow.
my friends are like, it's so expensive since the war. And I'm like,
Like, dang, my Trenta-sized black tea lemonade is like $4.75.
yeah.
Dang.
So that's what I'm saying, man, is like for I know you and Marcus want to travel, you have your things, but tiny man,
That'd be cool.
that's yeah, And the minute again, you have the passport, you have the education, and then your English is like pure.
No, yeah.
And then those houses that are
Oh,
white and well, yeah,
yeah.
there.
Wow, so beautiful.
Yeah. So, I'm telling you, it's like it's crazy how God opens doors. Like, I never thought my English would take me this far, and open doors that I just never thought I'd be in Central Asia. And he keeps on and he keeps on. And what I thought was a negative, and what I thought in my mind, oh, I didn't speak Spanish, blah 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 blah. That's the least of my problems now. But it has encouraged me to brush up on my Spanish, It has encouraged me to, like, how can I speak Kyrgyz and Russian in English and not speak good Spanish? You know what I'm saying? So it's really messed with me, and I'm really trying more. I listen to a lot of Spanish music, and yeah,
Me
so
too.
trying to go that route, but we'll see how it goes. Any other questions?
No, you pretty much answered all of mine.
That's awesome. Well, I have a couple of questions for you.
Oh,
We are
okay.
coming. We are coming actually to an end, but I wanted to. I'm pulling this up. One moment. One moment. What is your favorite self-care practice?
My favorite self-care practice? Let's see. I would probably say,
While you're thinking about it, I'll share with you an interesting what happened with my self-care. Okay, so my favorite self-care practice is a pedicure,
That's a
right?
good one. That's a
Or
good one.
like, I never had a spa day, but here in Kyrgyzstan, they have these things called banyas, and we'll talk about it with my friend because usually banyas are Russian. So anyways, they have like a Russians, they have a spa for men and women, but it's separated. And so here you could go. So my experience is this past weekend, I'm like, I need to do some self-care. So I went to a banya and I went by myself and I wanted to experience it by myself. So they had different rooms, different saunas with different things. They had one with herbal. And I thought it was funny because when I walked in, they had like these metal marijuana leaves decor. But yeah, there was no marijuana in there. It was just like this herbal sauna. It smelled so good, but it wasn't like weed smell, But I just thought the decor was funny. They chose marijuana leaves. And okay, so then yeah, they had that one. They had the Roman bathhouse, which was really cool.
That sounds cool.
It was like humid in there, but not crazy hot, but just enough where you're building up a sweat. And then they had this like blue light to make it look cool with all the steam. So I stood most of my time in there. And then the other one was they had this Kyrgyz one, which when you walk
Inside of the yurt.
where the nomads sleep. And they had like Kyrgyz music playing, but you could just sit. It was nice and hot in there. It was amazing.
That's really cool.
Then after that, I went to get a body scrub. This big Kyrgyz guy rubs the crap out of your body and peels off about 3 layers of skin. And then they did this wrap. They put so it's like 20, $19 just to get in. And then if you get a scrub, it costs more. If you get it, you just, anyways. So I got the scrub. And then after that, they had a massage. I chose to get a massage. And so when I went in there, oh my God. So I go in there, and first of all, it was an older, curious lady. And so I was like, okay. And so I'm getting usually, you know how have you had a massage before?
No, I have no.
Oh my God. Okay. I need to take you. But not to this lady. I'm like, I vowed I will never go to this lady again. So I get there, and usually when you disrobe, because I had on shorts underneath, when you disrobe, the massage therapist leaves. And then when you're done and on the table, when you disrobe and you're on the table and you cover yourself, then she comes back in. Well, this lady was like, okay. And I'm like, what? She's like, go take off your shorts. And I'm like, are you what? And so, yeah. And she's just standing there looking at me.
Like,
And
oh, do you
so,
turn around?
yeah. So I'm like, if it was hanging. And so what I did was I like maneuvered myself where she couldn't see any areas. And I get on the table and I cover myself. So halfway through the massage, like, oh my God, I was telling my friends that I was gonna tell you about this. They're like, dude, that's so hilarious. So halfway through the massage, she starts massaging my legs and stuff like that. Well, as she does that, she has like oils and lotion on and massaging my legs and anyways, so in a quick motion, she basically credit card slides my butt crack.
That's awesome.
Wasn't. It was awesome.
She just went whoop like real quick. That's
Yes, because she's
hilarious.
massaging my thigh, right? And my leg, like if you can imagine, like going, get both of your hands, go up and down motion. That's what she was doing.
That's hilarious.
So she violated me about 20 times. And I'm like, the first time she, because she, the first time she did it real quick. And I was like, whoa, whoa. And of course, my friends, they're like, you should have clinched. You should have did so, she would have got the picture. And I'm like, no, this lady, she wouldn't have got the picture. You, this lady I'm firm, but I'm fair, So I was like, we don't even speak the same language. So I'm like, and that's not normal for me because anywhere in that area, I'm like, yo, that's a back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not down with that. And so 19 credit card slides later, because not only did she do my right leg, she did my left leg. And so, yeah, it was just an experience. I'm like, I will never get a massage there again. But
That's
besides that,
awesome.
no, it really
That's
wasn't.
awesome. That's awesome.
So I was in the teacher's lounge because they knew that I went. And they're like, Mario, how did it go? So I'm standing up showing them, what.
You're doing a
Yeah, which,
reenactment?
yeah, and they're just dying laughing, and
Awesome.
so yeah, so anyways, me and my friends, we're gonna go back in like 2 weeks,
You're just not gonna get a
because
massage this time?
no massage, because you could eat there, you could watch a movie there, they have so you could spend all day there, yeah.
You go to one
So
of
if you
those.
come, I'll take you. You're just not getting a massager.
Yeah, I
So
feel like getting a credit card
yeah.
swiped.
Yeah, okay, so your self-care.
Mine also a pedicure. And it's kind of like
Okay.
a tie between going shopping and laying in my bed and just watching movies all day.
Really? Shopping, I start sweating when I shop. I think because I'm spending money.
Oh, not, that's not what it is for me, is because I start getting irritated. Like in malls, it's just too like warm in there. It's
Okay, I
like
thought it was just me.
it's too warm in there, and then I have to try on clothes.
Right.
So I can only be at the mall for like a certain amount of time. Once it gets once hitting like 2 hours, I gotta go. Like I can't spend that much time there. And I don't like going places by myself either, so it
Yeah.
really depends.
Yeah, I don't mind going by myself anymore. Now I want to go by myself just to experience it. And then I'll be like, yeah, guys, come along. That's I told my friends. Like, now I'm gonna go by myself. I'll let you guys know, and then we could go in a few weeks.
I just don't like going by
So
myself because I get too paranoid, you know, watching too much Dateline and
yeah.
unsolved cases and
See? Right. That's funny. Okay, so that's your self. That's awesome. So I wanted to do self-care because people have asked me about it. You know, like, what does your self-care look like? Do you even do that? Does anybody know what that is? And maybe we could do an episode in the future on self-care and why it's important, you know?
Self-care is really important.
Yeah. So we're coming to an end. Rugged 33 podcast listeners, we're going to go through a new series with different people from different countries. We're going to talk about contrast. American culture. It's going to be really good. It's funny because what I get is like a lot of people love American culture. People know Kobe Bryant. They know Selena Gomez, Wednesday, Netflix. They love American culture, but there's also sometimes a love-hate relationship, you know?
I would
And
say so myself.
yeah, especially with politics. And so, but it's going to be a good series. And Sunny, you get a break for a little bit. How do you feel about that?
Thank you. It feels nice, you know, get some homework done, maybe try to get ahead.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, that's really cool. Rugged 33 podcast listeners, I really appreciate you. Hey, if you really like the podcast, make sure you share it with some friends and family. And we
Yes,
appreciate, yeah. Do you have any shout outs, Sunny?
shout out to my lovely boyfriend who I will be seeing in about 3 weeks, and then shout out to my best friend Natalia. Her birthday is on Sunday, and I will be flying to Arizona on Friday for that.
Wow. So she's in Arizona now.
Yeah, she's been in Arizona. She just stays in Colorado in the summer and stuff like that, but
Oh, excuse me. She's a snowbird.
She is.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, let's see. Shout out to, let's see, all my friends from Bright International. You know who you are. Those are my colleagues. And then also, of course, to my mom and to Luis Cruz. Luis Cruz, I want to say thank you for all your support and spiritual support. That's really about it, man. Reggae 33, I hope you guys liked it. Listeners, talk to you guys later. Peace
Bye.
out. Bye.